Planet Rock. The hit, I can't do it. Why I pet? I can't do accents. Why I? It's the Hairy Rock Show. That sounds like Yorkshire.
The Hairy Rock Show with the Hairy Bikers.
Only on Planet Rock.
Hi, we're the Hairy Bikers, and this is the Hairy Rock Show podcast.
The Hairy Rock Show with the Hairy Bikers.
Only on Planet Rock.
That was the record that Rush dedicated to us too, because we're the spirit of radio. All right, just pretending. Welcome to the Hairy Rock Show.
Yes, welcome, you little darlings of wonderfulness.
We're the spirit of radio for the next 2 hours.
God help you all.
I know, soz. But never mind, it's April the 2nd.
It is. I like April. I like the 2nd because it's just after the 1st, and that's good.
April Fool.
Yes.
Yep.
Were you?
No, never, not me, no. The spaghetti tree, you know, I suss that one out.
Yes, the tartan paint, the sky
hook. I always fall for it, actually. I'm so blooming gullible. But anyway, no, it's April, isn't it?
It is.
The year's cracking on.
It's remarkable, the speed and ferocity that time is drifting through this year,
David. It gets quicker the older you get, Simon.
Does it? I'll just catch up with myself in a minute, because the speed is the essence of life.
But catch up with it quickly, or else we'll be down the dust pipe.
Cy and Dave's Sunday Roast Amnesty.
On Planet Rock.
Solve somebody's problems. The Sunday Roast Amnesty.
Well, it's by a gentleman called Paul Tarbert. And the subject, David, is cooking a different cassoulet.
Well, we know all about it. We have the diplomas from the Institut de la Cassoulet in Carcassonne.
Oui.
We're the men to ask. Oui, oui.
Cy and Dave.
Oui.
Love the show, food. Thanks for the banter. The Rock helps the days of early retirement ease with a good feeling.
Oh, mon ami.
Okay. Problem is, love to cook cassoulet as the nice, good, feel-good winter dish with the usual suspects, duck confit, Toulouse sausage, belly pork, haricot beans, etc. However, this time round, I'm cooking the dish for persons with onion and garlic allergies.
Mm-hmm.
So, those ingredients are out.
Right.
So, guys, I need a cassoulet with a different touch, but with the same wonderful flavour. My two friends are Italian and American. So, some ideas of a non-traditional cassoulet would be a great help.
Gee, that's a bummer being Italian and not having an allergy for garlic and onions.
Isn't it?
You're knackered, aren't you? Mamma mia.
Flippin' Nora.
Oh, no.
C'est la vie.
Americans be all right, because they're used to eating cardboard anyway.
Well, but, exactly,
As for the Italian...
Has the American got out?
I've got an idea what I could do.
What?
Instead of your onions and instead of your garlic, I put it with sauerkraut.
Yeah.
Because the sauerkraut, if you think about it, the Alsatian, you know, when you have your choucroute or the sauerkraut, you've got kind of potatoes, but it's got the sausage and the gammon and everything. But you've got enough kind of in your duck confit. And it's like the texture for onion thing. I think sauerkraut will work a treat. And I think the bite of the sauerkraut, the vinegariness, will be really good with all that fat. It
would be perfect.
Yeah.
And you know what you could do? You could do a little bit of you could do a mirepoix of celery, of carrot, and you know what you could do just to get that little bit of sweetness in as well, some fennel.
Yes, it'd be nice, wouldn't it?
That'd be nice, because then you'd get that little anise flavours going, which would sit nice with a duck confit, and you'd get that sweetness with that would just sit nicely against the sauerkraut and the sourness of that.
I think we've got something on here.
I think
maybe
we have.
Even a grating of horseradish in there too.
Oh fresh horseradish. That would be good. A little bit of a pish and a bite. Nice.
Yeah, because actually, when you start, that's always how it works with recipes. Because one of the problems with a cassoulet is like you've got the onions, you cook down and everything, and the garlic. It's so damn heavy with all the goose fat. But actually, if you start bringing in like the high notes, a bit like music, isn't it?
Yep.
Of like we said, the vinegar, the celery, and those lighter vegetables, and you've got the horseradish. Could be onto something fabulous. And the sauerkraut with the vinegar. I love sauerkraut.
I do. I think it's great.
Cabbage is great.
Yep. Well,
yep.
There we go.
Give it a go and do tell us how you get on there.
Yes, thank you, Paul Talbot. And I tell you what, if I were you, just to make your life easier, dump your mates.
The Hairy Bikers.
And the Hairy Rock Show. Planet Rock.
Planet Rock.
It's just like living in paradise. That's what I think when I wake up every morning and I'm not dead.
You know, it's a start, like
it is. It is, and you have to have that life-affirming positivity. If you've got your health, you've got a few quid, this is just like Paradise, Kingy, being here with you on Planet Rock, playing our favourite tunes, you know, communing with our listeners, like we are now, with the last of our hairy helpers. This is an email from Gene Price.
Go on, Genie.
And the subject is fish.
Oh, God.
Hello, Si and Dave.
Hello.
I really enjoy your programmes.
Good.
And myself and Annette, my other half, really love your recipes. Thanks, ladies.
Oh, thanks, girls. Thanks.
This probably explains why we are 19 stones each. And I wonder if you'd be interested to learn about my Uncle Selwyn.
Yes.
Gene, I think you're brilliant.
You just admit, didn't you?
He was a fishmonger in Leamington Spa for 40 years. His most repeated phrase was, don't buy a fish that smells of fish.
True.
Quite right, Selwyn.
Yes, well done, Sellers.
He said that really fresh fish doesn't really smell.
No, it doesn't.
So if a fish really smells of fish, it's going off. Did you know that? Love, yeah. Genie. Genie, we did know that. And in fact, we did say that, I think it was last week or the week before.
We did.
To a gentleman who said about strong fish.
Yes.
Because there really isn't such a thing, unless it's a kipper. Now, a kipper will smell of, well, kippers, which
indeed
is substantially fish, but it's still edible.
Which is why you should jug it and not...
Yes,
yeah.
But it's funny, actually. Do you remember in Ben Trang Fish Market?
I do.
In Vietnam? It's just like the most amazing fish market. There's fish all over the shop and no smell of fish.
And you know why? And no refrigeration culture there at all. It's caught, it's sold. And each individual stallholder in that marketplace knows exactly to the prawn how much fish they're going to sell.
Yep. So they just,
every day.
Yep, yep. So, Jeanette and Annette, we send you much love and thank you for that, but we knew anyway.
But thank you.
And we hope you enjoy your fish.
And another top tip, and your Uncle Selwyn would always say this, if it looks fresh, it probably is.
Yes.
So, that's it.
And Uncle Selwyn's probably got soul.
Planet Rock gets hairy.
The Hairy Bikers. And the Hairy Rock Show.
On Planet Rock.
Rockstock 2017.
Oh, it comes round earlier and quicker every year.
Doesn't it, Dave?
Aye.
It does. Right. Planet Rockstock is coming back now in its fifth year. Can you believe that? It's from December the 1st to the 3rd, back in Treco Bait, Port Call. Last year, it completely sold out.
Yeah.
Right? So, get your act together and get it sorted, because the go quick. Tickets and accommodation are now available. So go to www.planetrock.com/Rooney Rockstock.
What's great, I mean, there have been various murmurings over the year that maybe you should go to a bigger event, maybe you should take Rockstock somewhere hot, maybe you should change something so more people can come. But it would spoil that dynamic. There's something really quite special about Rockstock. It's brilliant, and there's only about 1,200 people there, but the bands get bigger and better. It really is a special occasion, so but don't leave it too late.
No, don't.
And we'll be there.
Yeah, we'll be there in my damp caravan.
We did. It was funny last year.
Yeah, I had a flood.
You did?
I had a flood in my back bedroom, David, and I've got to tell you, I was not amused. I sat in a damp bed and thought, oh, no, I've weeded myself. That's God, no, what's happening? What's happening? I haven't even got the gig yet. And what's happening? And I realised I'd lay on a bed that was wet.
It was. It was like an old loofah, wasn't it?
What?
What was funny is I went out to Kingy's van and you had his mates with him and that. So, but before they got there, Si had basically said that, like, the big bedroom was his. The rest of them could have, like, the cupboards and whatever, but he was having the big bedroom. Yeah. Well, boy, were they glad that he said he'd take the big bedroom. So yeah. I got round there and he's on like the banquette in front of the telly. Yeah. That was his room.
You've been listening to the Hairy Rock Show podcast.
For more of us, head over to the Planet Rock website at planetrock.com.
The Hairy Rock Show, Sunday from 10 a.m.
And listen again Tuesday evening from 7. Planet Rock.